check of news you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria môre op na 36, Johannesburg bereik 'n maksimum van 33, Rustenburg op na 38 grade.
In the traffic this afternoon, the N1 northbound heading through Centurion into the R21 and all the way up towards Menlyn, running very slowly all of a sudden. There's been a problem on the N1 southbound in Midrand, a crash before the Buccleuch interchange, but all of those lanes have been opened. And the Mike 1 from Killarney Bend all the way through Jan Smuts and Empire, through Crown, down past Boysons, and all the way out to the N12 is running slow.
In your sport headlines, Banana bruised by 4 straight losses but take positives into the new year, and the Stormers preparing for a massive physical challenge in Gqeberha.
President Cyril Ramaphosa het vandag gesê hy wil graag meer Nigeriese produkte op Suid-Afrikaanse winkelrakke sien. Hy het die Nigeriese president Bola Ahmed Tinubu ontvang in pogings om ekonomiese bande tussen die Afrika-kontinent se grootste ekonomie te versterk. Ramaphosa sê die land het die visum aansoekproses vir Nigeriese toeriste en sakelui vergemaklik om samewerking te verbeter.
Qualifying Nigerian business people can be granted a 5-year multiple entry visa. In addition, tourists from Nigeria are now able to apply for a visa without even submitting a passport.
Intussen wil inwoners van Soweto niks weet van Eskom se aansoek om elektrisiteitstariewe met 36% te verhoog nie.
We don't hear them coming up actually to say that we are also fixing our house, because their house is also in a mess. They are bleeding a lot of money. They are losing a lot of money. And you cannot make the residents to pay for your own inefficiencies.
Dit is 'n gemeenskapsleier, Tsepo Mopusola, in reaksie op Eskom se argument dat hy met hierdie verhoging poog om selfonderhoudend te wees. Hy was by een van die verhore oor hierdie tariefverhogings. Eskom waarsku verbruikers met kragmeters intussen teen 'n toename in onwettige kragverkope op sosiale media platforms. Die kragvoorsiener sê scams teiken kliënte met afslagaanbiedinge, maar hy werk saam met die valke om oortreders in die verband vas te trek. En vandag is die internasionale dag vir mense met spesiale behoeftes. Nou, Blind SA en Section 27 het die geleentheid gebruik om die president te kritiseer vir die uitstel van die ondertekening van die wetsontwerp op kopiereg. Indien dit bekragtig word, sal dit diegene wat nie kan sien nie en baie en eerder van braille afhanklik is om te lees, in staat stel om beter toegang tot leesmateriaal te ontvang. Hier is die organisasie se Takani Masuku.
Section 13A, which provide exemptions for visually impaired persons, so that they may continue to convert books and publications into accessible format. But the challenge is that the period with which we're granted to do that conversion has elapsed on the 21st of September. So we want the resuscitation of 13A until the Copyright Amendment Bill is signed.
Samerete gaan waarskuwinge oor die gebiede waar ons op radio uitsaai, is daar ook waarskuwings môre vir die ontstaan van weggelveldbrande. Dis nou in Noordwes Gauteng, die sentrale dele van Limpopo en die laafveld van Mpumalanga. Onthou ook dat hierdie drukkende hitte met donderstorms in die middag gepaard gaan. 'N Geel vlak 2 waarskuwing is juis uitgereik vir die suidelike plateaurand van Mpumalanga. Wat die temperature betref, Johannesburg 18 of eerder Pretoria 18:37, Johannesburg 15:34. Bombela 17:33 en Skukuza 20:40, Polokwane 19:34, Messina 24:41, Mahikeng 18:36 en Rustenburg 18:38. Ek is Marlene Forshey, More News at 7. Just let me take you to a better place.
The Drive with Robin Ross, playing more music than anyone else. Weeknights from 6 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
It's some kind of love, it's some kind of fire. I'm already up, but you lift me higher. You know I'm not wrong, you know I'm not lying. We do it better, yeah, we do it better.